Always great to chat to Michael Walker, especially when he's about to return to the saddle. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well. Did you bounce out of bed this morning?
I bounced the track work at Cranbourne for Mick Price and Michael King Jr. I definitely bounced out of bed, mate. I'm enjoying being back.
I bet when you had the fall that in your worst nightmare, you would never have thought that it was going to be 364 days before you got back into the saddle.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be a year, but, you know, I didn't know too much about the compartment syndrome, and I still knew I had ACL and so forth, and I know mates that have been footy players and that have had ACL recos done, and it's taken them 12 months, and I'm going, I'm a jockey, I'll be all right, I'm not getting smashed up by other people running at me, I'll be fine, but yeah, it's been one full year.
When you look back on it now, and you've been able to tell your story so openly and graphically through what you've done on .com, and you've been open with the print media coming on here on RSN, and the battles that you've been through, the compartment syndrome, at some stage there were fears that maybe you're going to lose some of your leg, and then the setback that you've had recently as well. When you look back now, how tough has the last 12 months been?
Mentally, very, very tough. But with the Lauren and I were the birth of our youngest son, Cash, sort of couldn't let that get to me. I had to concentrate on being a father. I suppose I've been for the last 12 months playing daddy daycare. So I've been able to enjoy Cash and Kai grow early throughout their early childhood, which is something I was unable to do back in New Zealand for Case and Layla. So I've been very fortunate in that respect, but mentally it's been a bit of a struggle. But, you know, the Jockey Association, the people that we have around us, and through the people, Gary Zimmerman, David Young, and all the people that are in place for the jockeys, it's been easy enough to get through. But, physically also, it's been pretty hard. You know, rehab every week, thinking I'm never going to get there, and finally I'm there, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. I've got a different look on life right now, and I'm working for racing.com and doing the work with them throughout the spring and the autumn carnivals has been amazing. A really good crew to work for, and I can never thank them enough for allowing me to do that.
And you've been bloody great. It's been awesome to get the insights from a current-day jockey who hasn't been afraid to call it as he sees it as well. So you say you've got a different outlook on life. What is the difference now at how you look at things?
You know, a lot of us jockeys, you know, we have a strenuous, you know, schedule that we do, and then we struggle a little bit with our weight. Well, I'm namely me, one of them. And sometimes you just feel like, you know, you don't want to do an interview because you're so poked and you're so tired from losing all that weight. But now working for racing.com and seeing the work that Ben Ascari, Nick Ashman, Brent Saraf, Hutchie, the work that they put into, the tireless hours that they put in, you know, it would be something I would never, ever turn an interview down, because the work that they do was just out of this world. You know, I never knew the work that went into it for their side of it, but now I do. And like, here's one for you, Mick. I would get up early, track work, go home and lose 2.5 kilos, go to the races, ride all day, just say it was sale 2 hours away, and then drive 2 hours home. I'd get home, you know, and have something to eat and still have a bit of energy to play for the kids. When I would work for racing.com with the cameras and your brain always having to think, and I would get home after the races, I wouldn't even feel like eating. I'd fall asleep on the couch. I was that tired. So to see the work that they put into it and you know, the things that they go through, I just got such a more great appreciation for what they do.
Well, you never know what the afterlife of being a jockey for you could well be, because you absolutely starred in those stints. And as much as we love you on the camera, we want to see you on the saddle, in the saddle more often, which is what we're going to get to see tonight. And there's no, I suppose, better tool or experience and preparation than actually riding in races. But how do you think you are with the track work that you've been doing and the build-up that you've been doing before your return tonight?
I think I'm good. You know, I'm not going to beat around the bush and say, oh, I'm excellent and all this, but I'm good. I'm good enough to get to the races now. And I suppose it's like a trainer with their horse. You know how they always say, oh, you know, it's going to need the run, need, and then might peak third up. Well, same with the human being. You know, you can do all that work in the gym and in track work, but race day is a different type of fitness. Hence the reason I've only taken one ride tonight at 59.5 kilos, and I've got three tomorrow night at Cranbourne, and then I don't think I ride again till Wednesday next week at Ballarat. I've just got to time my run and still maintain the fitness and the strength in my body without going too hard too early. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm good, but open for improvement.
You've had a good relationship with Cindy Alderson. Did she say, hey, Michael, I've got one for you to come back? Larry of Arabia tonight, this is your return ride and winner.
I hope so. I mean, I'm very fortunate through Cindy Alderson, Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. for allowing me to do my rehab with them for the last sort of 3 months of riding track work every day. So can never thank them enough. And, you know, Larry of Arabia, before he had his first start, Mick, I actually trialled him. A horse that we didn't know too much about, I trialled him, and he trialled really, really good. And the other day, Jordan Childs rode him first up, had a beautiful run in the race, but he still, as you would have seen, he's still very new and very green. He wanted to get him behind him a little bit, and then when he got out, he was unsure what to do. Then finally hit the line good. I think tonight from a barrier 8 of 10, I think comes into 8 out of 10, 7 actually of 10, it's going to be allow him on a big spacious track like Pakenham to roll forward, put himself in the race. And I'm going to tell everyone, he still does a lot wrong. He's still very new and green. But if he does do it right tonight, I think he can get over the line.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back in the saddle. And how is the hip with that little procedure you had a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, naturally they cut the nerve, so they just got rid of it. It seems quite funny. They cut a nerve and they put it into your pelvis. So I'm sort of like, what? Where is it in the pelvis then? But they said, don't worry about it anymore, it's gone. So it's in the pelvis, and I feel really good. Like, that was only 3 weeks ago, that operation, Mick, and you know there's still going to be scar tissue and healing in the next probably month or two going forward, but I'm good. I'm really good now, and I'm looking forward to tonight. And Liam Pryor is still my manager, and I'm hoping that we can get the ball rolling sooner rather than later, but at this point in time, I just want to get out there and show everyone that I'm ready to go and I can still do it.
Well, as I said, it's good to have you back, and I'm sure that phone will be ringing hot. And if you win tonight, do us a favour. Maybe you can interview yourself post-race.
Yeah, there's something that I've had the experience of doing now. I might do that, but I think then I'd actually look like Noel Callow, which
yes.
I don't want to do. So,
good point.
No, I let the racing.com people do their job, which they do tremendously. And, you know, I'm still going to get over the line first, but first and foremost, I'm just really looking forward to get out there. Whether I win or lose, it's still another step going forward to my, you know, my recovery.
Good on you, Mick. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.